11. Acts chapter 11 and verse 19 is where we will begin. Again, we look forward to this weekend, the football toss and the tug of war, sack race, face painting, and the gospel. Acts chapter 11 and Bible says in verse 19, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word of God, but to Jews only. Verse 20 says, and some of them when were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, when they come to the Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. Verse 23 says, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all, and with purpose of heart that he should cleave unto the Lord. And he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and much people was added to the Lord. Verse 25 says, then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought unto him Antioch, and came to pass that the whole year they assembled together. In other words, they preached for about a year together. Many of you have heard this story before, but let me paraphrase it to give you a better understanding, because those names. But this is when the church, God began to move on the church, and all of a sudden, breakthrough believers began to break out. But these mature believers had enough sense to know that because they began to persecute Stephen, that they had to go. It's like we meeting here, and all of a sudden, somebody come and crush our building. So it's just like Katrina. Keisha went to Arizona. Pastor Lisa went over there. Florida, and everybody spread out. But you couldn't stop them over there from talking about what happened, what God was doing. And they began to call for the leaders that they had here. They began to call for them out of their maturity. They didn't try to start a church. They said, no, we'll call for you. And they began to call for these leaders. And the leaders began to come. And the Bible begins to say that when they begin to marry again, in other words, they came back together after they were scattering, the Bible talks about how people begin to be added to the church. Even though the Bible says that there was a persecution of Stephen that caused them to split. Stephen was being persecuted. It split everybody up. But they couldn't stop the move of God. They didn't know that that's what was causing things to spread. Because they was only supposed to be talking to a specific group of people. But how many of you know there's nothing that can stop the movement of God? And today I want to talk to you about the people that can't be stopped. The people that can't be stopped. Because there are some Christians that can be stopped. Even though God said, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. There's some things that cause the church to stop. But there are some people that are saying, you know what, you can't stop this. I got a hold of God too soon. You won't be able to stop. What am I saying stop? Because some of us thinking your salvation. Ain't nobody going to rob Jesus. I'm talking in light of the advancement of the kingdom. Taking the Christ you have and pushing him forward no matter what. No matter what Obama says. No matter what Romney says. No matter what the Governor Healey said. No matter what they say. You got to put things in the right perspective so that the church can be the church. And people can be people. The people that can't be stopped. And there's some attributes that we can see in this scripture that causes us to realize that you can't be stopped. I pray tonight will begin to understand this, that you will embrace this. Because until you embrace this, obstacles will always limit you and put restrictions on you, because you understand that the world is the world, but church ought to be the church. We have to press through. Are you with me? I didn't say you're going to know everything. You don't have no problems. I didn't say that. If I go and look at everybody, we all got challenges in our life. You ain't got the mic yet. It's right now. But does that limit God? When God uses you, is that you or is it God? You can still be used of God. A lot of people think because God using you, that means that you're strong in God. No, it don't mean that. You got to be more concerned with he doing what in you than through you. Anybody with a microphone can just start talking Christ, and the Spirit is so graceful, he'll move by his Spirit. But the people that cannot be stopped is because they keep moving no matter what. You can't move the kingdom forward if you're not growing. You can't. Some of you don't like the fact that I confront you with bottom line and I come at you like this. The reason why is because you don't want to grow. You have a monument. You can't advance the kingdom when you're not growing. You'll only think about your involvement. The devil have you thinking, oh, well, I can't do this. It ain't about you. It's not about you. If everything had to come through you, yeah. But this is not about you. This is about God. This is about God taking a group of people who are not perfect but have held on to God and say, God, do whatever you want to do. I feel stupid now. I don't even know why I'm doing this. I feel like I'm inadequate, but I know through you. You make me adequate. You give me the strength. In my weakness, you make me strong. But some of you still play the game like sometimes you feel good. Sometimes this is not about a feeling. Yeah. Touching people's lives and mulling this weekend ain't about who's the strong Christian. Yeah. It's how many people who's strong enough just to hold on. Yeah. I'll stay with you, Lord. I'll stay with you. I'll press my way for that auntie. I'll press my way for that cousin. I'll press my way for that brother that's there. I'll press my way. But guess what? If you let people just stop you, you know, your spirit ought to be stronger than your circumstances. Come on now, your spirit ought to be stronger than how it look and what it feel like. Sometimes I do things and I be like, Lord, in the natural, you say, what's going on here? But sometimes God do that to allow you to get deeper in him. So you can say, Lord, you know what? I can't lean on myself no more. I'm just counting on you. He burning stuff out of you. But some of you will say, well, you know, God, I want things to go right. And I got these kids and I got these children, this husband of mine, this wife of mine, this job of mine, this. God says something in Matthew 6:33 that should shut all of us up. Seek first. He didn't say only, but the first thing is God. The first thing is his kingdom. You want your destiny to come to pass, you got to make sure that the kingdom is first. But many of us, if I go home with you, your daily life got to do with all everything around you instead of God. You got to be dead to this thing. Man, look here, we going, I don't care. It don't matter. We going. We take the gospel. Why? Because you'll be amazed that when you dead, you standing up there talking. I have to say, Kelvin, I remember, y'all heard this story. When Kelvin came to the church, he's sitting in the back. I didn't talk to so many men coming through. I remember prophesying to him, but I was numb to it. I did it out of, because this is what I'm supposed to do. I did it out of nothing really, but God was using me. Because it was no more me. It wasn't me sizing him up. Oh, this couldn't be my son here now. No, not with this bald head. With a suit on. No, this couldn't be him. But see, you get in the spirit, and you just go with the flow of it. In the meanwhile, Brad was sitting in the back talking. but God was flowing through you. Because he's made perfect in your weakness. But see, some of us ain't weak enough for God to be made big in us. We still got too much of a handle on it. We still got 50% us, then 50% God looking and going in and out. But when we say, you know what, this God, man, I ain't got nothing to do. It's just like if we go to Mullins and 20,000 people come and say, I yield, y'all be looking at me, you'll look at each other and say, well, wait, I don't know how this happened. Except the Lord builds the house. Because we've been doing this for years. The Lord showed me driving down Savannah Highway the other day. Well, not Savannah, Rivers Avenue. The Lord said, you know, people don't know that I'm developing y'all now. They're going to think that we're an overnight wonder. They're going to say, oh, this is just a favorite group of people that's there. But they don't see us now going in outreaches, building the trenches underneath now. There's some people that are going to say, look at Impact. All of a sudden, they're going to say, look at this church. This is a good church. But they ain't going to know the years of going to Mullins, going to King Street, going and going out here and two people standing up. They ain't going to know that. Why? Because in that time, God was making us. He was forming us. And he said, you know what, Brad, you got those people down there. You're faithful over this. Let me give you Pennsylvania now. You can go to Mullen so I can send you to California. I'll begin to open the doors now. Why? Because you don't care by what it looks like. You're only moved by what I'm telling you. So when you see us just going and when God say, go here, and we go here, it's not because we want to push a ministry. It's because this is the mandate of God. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel. But some of you are so self-gratifying, you got to have a call before you go. You got to see everything. You just can't take God at his word. Forget about the fact that you ain't never preached before. You look in the world, they do that. What's the guy's name? He's a pastor now in California. He used to play basketball. Mark, he's a commentator. Mark Jackson. I want to say Mark Jackson. He used to play for the Knicks. Yeah, Mark Jackson. He's a pastor now. Don't you know that Golden State Warriors, they hired him and he got no coaching experience whatsoever. None. You can look in the world and see it. But some of us, we still struggle. I ain't never preached. Well, he ain't had no experience. They still hired him. Why? Because people look for certain things. God looking for certain things. And the things that God is looking for in you, he's found it, but it seemed like you lost it. Your mind tells you, you can't do this. You can't do this. Well, guess what? You gonna do it. God's going to be with you. I prophesy that this church will be split up in the next 2 years, that y'all will go from the left, the south, the east, the west, every part so that y'all can do what I'm doing in every area, and it'll be a whole nother crop of people so that we can take more ground, that you will mature to that place. Why? Because the work has to get done. It's not about us getting together saying this is the ghetto boys. Are you with me? This is what happened to these people. The Bible said they were scattered abroad because of the persecution that arose. They scattered because of persecution. But how will you get stronger? Are you getting stronger? Are you growing? Are you looking at this thing in the right perspective? I'm telling you, people that don't stop, people that don't allow the environment to change, they have certain characteristics. Are you with me? Let me give you a few. Number one is this. These people have a good testimony. In other words, who can vouch for you without saying it because you're a Christian? Who can vouch for you? They don't have to say you're perfect, but you got to have a testimony with some people. You cannot be growing if people can't testify about you. I know that's a man of God. I know he's going to do what's right. I know he's going to love God. Didn't say you're perfect, but you got to be able to say that they can see that's your motive. That you pursue things the right way. If you got to take a hit, you just got to take it. But you say, this is the right way we're going to do this. Where's your testimony? That's why when you go on your job, some of y'all trying to get off the job, but it's how you get off. You ought to lead there with good people. They don't have to like you for you to have a good testimony. They don't have to like you. They can just know your life. But who knows your testimony? Who knows how you live? Who knows? You know, sometimes you have to bring people close to you to see. You have to bring them. Come on, you come closer because now you can see that this is real. It's easier for you to get to that peak point where I can push you over. Or help push you over at least. But if you don't have a testimony among anybody, you can't do that because everybody's talking. You know how some people in the world, they say, yeah, he knows this. But you don't really know nothing. You just like that feel. Christians do that. We just, they know this. Well, what makes them know? The Holy Spirit know. You got to work with people. You let people tell you, you know, because they work on cars, you just leave the car there. No, you still got to go check. Let me see your credentials. You know, when I would get my hair cut over at Charlie, I don't know if y'all do this, but with Andy, they have their little license on the wall. Every now and then I go to see who's expired. All right, Andy, his always be, but Andy and the rest of them guys, and it sometimes be a few months back. Say, I don't want you cutting my hair and you expired. You check on them. But some of you just give everybody, just, hey, they into this and that's that. You can't do that. But where's your testimony? Who can vouch for you? Who can say, no, I'll go down with them? See, that don't come through you just wanting people to believe what you want them to believe. You got to be among them because everybody look at you. What you live is so loud, people don't hear what you're saying. Have you had somebody talking to you? You know they're just talking. It's like, what takes you on that realm that you know they're just talking and you can see into the truth? That's discerning of spirit. Like, man, they ain't doing nothing. They're just talking. I'm thinking about a pastor now. You know? But what they doing, you got to have a good testament. And you know what else? In order for you to have a good testament with people, guess what? You got to be tested. You got to be tested with the people. I remember one time the church, some people had left our church. They left the church. Anthony and Mary Ellie just got to the church. They heard something, but they stopped it. They didn't know they was doing it, but they didn't let the rumor spread. Why? They just heard it? Oh, no, and they shut it down. Oh, yeah, whatever it was, and they shut it down. I just observed stuff like that. Who's going to take in to gossip? Now, you know the church is going. They didn't left. Are you going to keep their dream alive? You listen for that. Why? Because people watch you. You sitting there, if Keisha sit there and tell me and start talking about, well, you know, Carla need to do this. I know she'll do that about me. As soon as I turn my back, she's going to hit me off. Remember the live oak? I used to work at the nursing home up here. I used to walk through there. You can almost feel it. As soon as you walk through, about six women, they smoke. As soon as you walk through, oh, you getting it. It's like the soul train line. But as soon as you walk through, they're sitting out there talking. Yeah, what he doing today? I already know. I said, I know y'all talking about me. I just bring it on out. What you got to say today? Because I know you ain't like my pants. Anything different. What he got on all that red for? Anything. They got to say something. These are called gossipers, backbiters. It's worldly. They just got to say something. As soon as you say anything different, I thought he worked at 12 o'clock. Like, why would you care what time I come in because I had a doctor's appointment? Don't he supposed to be here at 12? What I got to do with you? That ain't got nothing to do with you. You know? But why? Because these people will also have a good test. I remember one of those same ladies, I was able to share the gospel with her and just minister to her. Why? Because you got to be able to have a good testament.
You don't have a good testament when people can talk about you and you try to go prove everything. If Carla says something about me and you know it's not true, then you giving life, well, I don't know why she would just let it ride. They talked about Jesus. That's your testimony. Your testimony be, oh, you can talk about her. They ain't going to do nothing to her. And guess what? The rumor will just die out because you don't give life to it. But if you wanted a one, let me call. I'm going to call him during my break because I ain't got enough time. I need at least 20 minutes to let him know this. Why? What's the purpose? Your testimony is that you have to be somebody that people can validate your life. You ask yourself that. If you're going to be the people that don't be moved by anything, that's what has to happen. Nothing can stop these people because your testimony is stronger. It's stronger. It doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. How many know everybody going to know where people seeing you down? As long as you down with people that ain't going to poison you. That's the key. Some of y'all got people that's, while you down, they hurting you. You got to get where people be like, dog, you know, don't do that. Help me out a little bit. I know you see me here. I'm a little vulnerable. See, but some of you don't do that. You go around the snakes. You know snakes outside. Like, y'all, you know, the other day when we went camping with the boys, y'all saw that snake? That was confirmation. Pastor had to leave that night. I couldn't stay. That thing was right by the tent. I said, let's leave this to the men tonight. But some of y'all, you know that. But guess what? You'll still sit there. You'll still sit there. You'll still connect with people. You'll still do the wrong thing with the wrong people. Why? Because your testimony should be, I was straight up. Yeah, last night or one night I was listening to Charles Barkley, and he was giving an interview on the Golf Channel about Tiger Woods and all this stuff. And you know the people, he said, you know, and this is true. He, you know, he ain't saved. But this is a true statement. He said, you know, the man asked him, why are you so controversial and you don't? He said, you know, I figure whatever I say, 50% of the people going to like it, and 50% of the people ain't going to like it. I tried it, but it don't work. They still going to ridicule you. So I figure I'll just talk the truth, talk what I believe. Because 50% of people going to like it, 50%, that's the way television is. People are like that. So why play to that? You got to be straight. Why? Because you know that person and how they are. Listen, you know, I just don't believe in this and this, this and that. Tell them the truth. But your testimony can't be like that when people's taking you for a ride. Here you come in there with the seed of God, and they're taking you for a ride. Remind me of my friend Carlesta in Johnson C. Smith, and he had this little car. I told y'all about it. Did I tell y'all the story? I got in the car with him to go to the gas station. Brad. Let me get $5 till we get back to the campus. I only had a 10. He took that, and I should have known. He used the whole $10. Then he pull out. I said, the school back that week. I said, man, I remember it was like a Monday or something like that. We didn't have practice. He said, man, come on, just ride with me, man. I got to go. I end up in Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem. All that afternoon, we going by seeing his aunt. Everybody, ex-girlfriend, everything. I'm stuck. But some of you, you'll let people take you for a ride like that. Instead of, man, I should have just at that gas, at the light or something. Just take off. Some of y'all wouldn't do that because it looks too bad. You sit there and ride the whole time doing stuff you don't even want to do, a whole day wasted. Instead of saying, man, I can't do all that now. You know, I can't do all that. Why? Because your testimony, people will know you're straightforward. Are you with me? Amen. Let me give you another characteristic of the people that can't be stopped. They recognize other people's grace to help them to move forward. True. People that can't be stopped, they know where to go at for the rest stop. They know where to get stuff. They know where to get the best vegetables. They know where to go. They don't have to know what to do, but they know where to go. See, you can't stop people like that because they're always connecting themselves to people that have a certain grace to help them move forward. But see, if you don't have that, you're always going to the wrong people. People, you're talking about people with no fruit. You're talking to people. It's just like asking somebody for money who don't have money. It's no need. Why? Because when you recognize people's grace on their life, you begin to take part in it. Are you with me? If you can recognize other people's grace to help you to move forward, you can't be stopped. They good with this. I need to come on, help me with this. Talk to me. Show me what you did with this. Your children are doing this. Your spouse, come on, help me out here. Getting it. Some of y'all can't do that because you're always looking at things like, you know, the bad part. You're not mature enough to take the good and leave the bad. You might have to walk through some stuff, but man, you get into the thing that you need to help you go. You got to be tolerant with people. Ain't nobody going to come and have your background and all this stuff. That ain't how God works. To fit you, you got to deal with some people. You know, when I was in Charlotte, all my friends was 40, 50 years old. Because they gave me so much. Yeah, it was some kind of the talk. They talk old school and all this stuff. I ain't like all that. But the nuggets, the things that you got as a result of that is what made me and continues to mold me. But you got to recognize people's grace. That's how you'll never be stopped. Who's good at this? Who can do this for me? Who can help me here? Who's got the best heart? Who's more tolerant? Some of y'all don't know. Who's more long-suffering? Who's less judgmental? You have to categorize people. So you know where to go, how you know they go. Don't mean you don't love them. Don't mean you're not building with certain people. What it means is that I'm building with everybody, but I'm just saying some people will be able to help me in different seasons. You don't have to feel like, well, I didn't talk to her in 3 months. Well, you feel bad. I used to have my friend Zoe. We would go the whole summer and don't even talk. First day back to college, he was coming for the band. I was coming for football. Hey, we go get a drink or something. Hey, we back to normal. Whole summer, 3 months, ain't even talk. Like normal. But some of you got to be able to connect in the spirit with people because you can't sit there. You don't have enough time to just meet. Well, how much more are you going to talk about? I need you to grow. I want to see something in your life that makes me hunger. That's what I think about. When I think about Pastor Cyrus, Pastor Stephen, I can look at how further along in certain areas they are, and that's why I begin to pull on. That's what they do with me. That's what you look at. But it's just talking. You can't fellowship but so much. How you doing? Good to see you. Yeah, the church, we're pastor preaching on. It's good. Yeah. How you doing? But what you doing? How much further are you going? What kind of challenges are you facing? What did you do when you were faced? Are you pressing forward? Who got rid of you? What kind of friends you had to let go? What kind of emotional challenges are you going through? Why? Because these are things that say, guess what? I've moved out my past location. And I recognize that I need you more. Some of you are struggling with connecting with each other because you ain't moving. When you don't move, you don't recognize. God, out here now, I take anybody. Shoot, at least these people in here, they with me. I know they here to work. Come on, man, I'll take you because at least I know you ain't going to stab me in the back. But if you don't begin to recognize other people's grace, it won't happen. Are you with me? So that's why you got to begin to see things, a good testimony. And then you got to also have the ability to recognize who's strong at what. Who can do what? That's how you got to see it. Who's around you? You know, Leroy and Janet just got here. But have you discovered what their grace is? Sometimes because we're in the same house, guess what? They don't even have to know yet. But you can see. So guess what? You go over there and start stroking that part of them. Helping it to come out. Then they helping you. Then you know, I've done this sometimes. You ever help somebody to help you? Yeah. I need you to do it. That's how God does it. I remember when we was in Charlotte and we had this little flag football league. And it was all of us wash up college players. We would come out there and we would play. But then I start noticing, guess what? There ain't no concessions. And I needed some money, so I got a little styrofoam cooler. I took a little guy I was mentoring from the school I was teaching at, and he was bad. I said, come here. I need him, because why? I know he ain't going to take the money. Number two, I know he going to just sit there, and it ain't going to cost him. It's like going to China with the labor. You get cheap labor. So I was taking him to help me. He didn't know why I was getting him on Saturday. I said, tell his mom. I told his mom, I say, Miss Mahoney, I'll take him. Every Saturday, I'll come pick him up in the morning. He'll be with me all day. Take him. He'll be out there all day long. I could play the game, come back. We making $40, $50. But I was taking him and molding him. Dog, don't do this. Don't do this. Telling him. Sometimes you can see things in people, especially in the house. Help them nurture that, because that very same thing that's being nurtured in them will help you later. If you're standing still, you won't see that, because all you do be saying, I don't know why this person do that, because you ain't moving. You don't have time to talk about why you're moving. When people come around, pick that up. Come on. Do that. Pick that up. Come on. Move. Come on. We're going. Are you with me? Come pray with me. I'm believing God for this. I just need help. I want breakthrough. So, man, I need people who can break through. I don't want to keep talking about this. I want to break through. I didn't struggle. What do you want to hear? I can tell you everything, but I just want to grow. I want to come out of this. Can you help me? Because I noticed when you, man, you are strong. Sometimes you have to let people know where they're strong. Every so often you ought to ask people that. You see any strengths in me? Oh, you real good at this. I can tell you that right now. I couldn't do what you do there. You're real good at this. Because you need to know that, because some of you don't even recognize the strengths you have. You don't just carry weaknesses. You got strength. Some of y'all don't even realize how much people watching you and they gaining from you. They looking for you. They looking for the strength of you just by your presence. And you sitting there, well, I need to work. Yeah, you need to work on that. But the flip side is you've already worked on some things. And the things you've worked on, God is using to fill the house. So though you're feeding, you got to learn how to do that. Learn how to get something, but also give something. Help each other to recognize that so we don't go out here and everybody downtrodden. You ain't that bad. You ain't that bad. You can still go forward. Are you with me? Another thing that you can't stop these people. They learn how to nurture people's heart toward their destiny. You want to never be stopped? Because you'll take the momentum of people when you can nurture people's heart toward their destiny. You know why? Because there's a lot of people that's just saved. That's it. They know the Lord. But there's nobody there to nurture their heart to go toward their destiny. There's nobody there doing that. Everybody just talking. You on the Lord's side, yeah. You can use them there for certain things. But then the true people who never can be stopped, they know how to pluck people's heart and say, come on, Keisha, though I know you believe in the baptism of John, but there's more. Come on up higher. Do you ever think about an outreach? That's all we're doing with outreach. We're just going out there saying, come on, Lily. I know you sing on the choir. I know you love the Lord. But Lily, there's more to this. Come here, let me show you, Lily. Look how much people we're changing. And guess what? If you can drive 30 miles, we'll be in King Street next week too. Come on out here. And eventually they'll get around what? You. They'll get around us. They'll see these people just taking the gospel. They're not forcing nothing. They're just pushing the gospel. Why? Because there's a different engine driving them. You nurture people. Some of you are not nurturers. You're too immature to nurture. You need too much self-gratification. You can't have nothing that's just solely for other people. Something got to minister to you. What does that mean? It's okay, but that means we got to grow. I can't look for my handout if you're serving. Are you with me? What is the right way to do? The right way to do is not to see y'all eating all the hot dogs. Dog, Keisha, you didn't have five? Charlie? It's your sixth hot dog. We brought this for Mullins, man. No. They can eat that, but guess what? It's the timing. Eat it before. get taken care of before, so when we out here, everything is about them. So it's not that God won't take care of you. He'll take care of you, but he want him to be first. Your timing of when. See, the church has fallen into outreach. They're falling into going out into the world. That's what God don't want. What we're doing is just basic. But we got to get used to that. Some of y'all got to get your schedules adjusted so that y'all can be a part. Why? Because you can't nurture people without time. We got it set up for Saturday. Everybody we get, we contact them. We try to touch with them. We're not telling them to come to our church, but we want to give them an outlet to be a part of building what God is building. That's all we can do. We'll go from there. We'll go to King Street. Where we go right after King Street? Some of y'all, I know you didn't memorize it. Hollywood. From Hollywood, we go to St. Stephen's. From St. Stephen's is the last one. We go back up to Florence. Then we'll stop for this year. In the next 2 months and a half, we'll stop. And then next year, we'll do this twice. We'll be hitting them. Aiken, Anderson. Going to these cities and beginning to preach the gospel. Small towns as well as the big town. But we want to cover South Carolina. We want to cover America as much as we can. You know we can't do this. It'll take us probably 10, 15 years with this group. But guess what? I don't believe God trying to tell us to do the whole work. He's just using us as a lighter. He's trying to fix us. He's fixing us up so that other people can be sparked. I believe other churches will be sparked. Other people say, man, that's what we should be doing. They'll be following the blueprint of what they see us doing. But God say we'll be ready for that when we get ready together. That's why you ought not be going home and just being normal. You got, who are you nurturing? Who are you nurturing? Who are you're taking under your wing and discipling? Who can testify for you? Who is that? Or can we say we're just going to work hoping people? Who can you recognize the grace on their life? See, the grace on somebody's life can only help people that's moving. Other than that, all you want is deliverance. Get me out of this. Get me out of this. If I can get out of this. It ain't about getting out. I mean, I got so many challenges. I've never been challenged as much as I am now in so many different ways. But you got to believe God. I mean, is your spirit strong? Nobody trying to fake nothing. Come on, let God arise. You got to be strong. You can't say, we'll live to say how God took us over. We'll live to say, you know what? I thought it was going to happen in this month, but good Lord, it happened in this month. God took us over. He took us over. When we thought it was going to happen there, no, God did a twist. He spin around here. Why? Because he knew that our hearts would stay true to him. Sometimes God just tests in your heart. Will you do it when nothing happened? Even though you did everything right, can you stand there and just be like, God, now I didn't did everything, but what you want me to do? What you want me to do? I feel ignorant. God trying to break all the pride, the flesh, everything out so you could just say, look here, I know how it is to be like that. You ever know how it is to be like something even though you've never been in a situation in a sense of under pressure when God put you there? And now you can go to people and say, sweetie, I'm going to bail you out. Because why? Inside, God will give you the heart for people. You won't be judgmental when we get to Mullins, when we get to King Street, because people dress a certain way. They don't have the knowledge. Listen, people have to begin. That's why one of the ministries on that one of y'all going to start is let the ministry begin. In other words, we're coming to introduce something. Let it begin. Stop talking about, oh, these people are dead and this and that, this and that. Yeah, we know that. That's because we ain't out there. It's because the church is so introverted. We need to get out of the four-wall cages. Hollywood, we need to invade Hollywood. You can't expect them to change if ain't no gospel there. How are they going to change? Are you with me? You got to be able to nurture people's heart toward their destiny. Talk about it. You ever thought about there's a destiny in God? Remember, the Holy Spirit is working with people. It's more to it than you singing on this choir, preaching the gospel. What else is it to there? It's more to it. Are you with me? Another thing, you got to be able to possess the power to pull from your growing spirit. You got to possess this power to pull from your growing spirit. In other words, your spirit got to be strong. That's why I tell y'all, you can't come around and just be normal. Because your spirit got to be live. You got to be passionate. You just can't come around, well, Pastor, what you need me to do? I'm willing to do that. I need you to just keep walking and go back. Sit in the tent. We'll zip it up. Why? Because there's no buoyancy in your spirit. There's no excitement about anything. There's no, hey, let's go. Some of y'all think it's like personality. That's not personality. That's the strength of your spirit. Some of y'all think it's just something. How you doing? Oh, it's blessed, and I don't know. You're faking it. You wonder why I always say, what kind of day? This is a good day. It's a good day. Some of you think it's a cliche because I'm the preacher and I have to do it. No, it's not a cliche. Something good is going to happen. Why? Because destiny is still, you can go further into your destiny today. But when your spirit is small, you always just live out of everything you see. It's raining outside. How are we going to do this? You can't do nothing with people like that. They're always looking at the money. They're always looking at the people. They're always looking at what they don't have. They're always looking at how they're not growing instead of looking at how they grow. Why? These are people that's not pulling from their spirit. They let their job and their work and what they got overwhelm them. It's because your spirit too weak. You can have 9 things going on, but your spirit is strong. You got the wisdom of God. You know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Why are you moping about it? Why are you, oh, well, I got to do this. I got to do some of y'all, if you put 2 things on your plate, you'll step over the people to get there. I got to go. How you doing today? I got to go, man. I got to go. This churn got me. I got to pick this one up, and I got to go here, and I got to go. Like, man, what about the people on the way? Why? Because you don't know how to handle it. Just relax. It's okay, okay? Just plan it. Use your brain. Think about it. Okay, I can't do that because why? Because if you do things the right way, everything can still work out. But some of you, you don't think like that. You just say, oh, well, what can I do? Sometimes you have to say, golly, I'm going to have to lean on these people here because I can't do it like that. But I'm going to keep pressing. But some of you, if you give them 3 things, good Lord. Well, Pastor, how you think I'm going to do this? How am I supposed to do this? I'm trying here. You got to call on God. If you want to grow in God, you can't do that without responsibility. You can't have all the blessings and just get up and coast it. That's like the president having days off. He can't just get up and say, I'm chilling today. His schedule is marked. He's needed too many different places. So he has to go here and come out. So the way you do that has a lot to do with how much you pull on your spirit. If some of y'all are still leaning on your flesh with stuff, you ain't going to do it. And guess what? On top of that, I've been saying this the last few weeks. We're young. Some of y'all, we're young. We ain't even 40, 50 years old. We're still talking. I'm tired. How are you going to be tired? How can you be tired? And we're in the prime of our life. We're in the youth of our life. You already taking on this old mentality. 22, taking a nap for 3 hours in the day. Come on. We're supposed to be running out there. Why? But the Bible said, remember the days of your youth. Don't despise the small beginnings. In other words, don't let this stop you. Some of you, well, how am I going to do it? This ain't nothing. It's simple. This is what you do. You turn this. You change this. You alter this. You tell them this. You mix it around. You do this. You put limitations on you. Why? Because you keep looking at everybody else instead of what's inside of you. Don't let the world tell you how to bring God's destiny out of your life. God will show you. Let the people around you that care. I'm giving you all these strategies, and you telling me no. Yeah. That means you want to stay there. Yeah. You don't believe in this. Where there's a will, there's a way. One monkey don't stop the show, and it's more than one way to skin a cat. You got to believe that. You got to believe that. Come hurting, but you're still moving. Oh, we're going to find a way. We're going to dig it out. I had to make some sacrifices, but we're going to do it. Why? Because this is what God is wanting us to do. Are you with me? If you don't have the power to pull from your spirit, you'll be changed. Somebody will change you around. They'll turn you all around. You'll be stopped because you don't pull from the thing that cannot be stopped. It's only the spirit dimension that make you think, like, I can do all things. You don't have the keys to my destiny. You can't hold me down. You don't have that authority. Remember what Jesus said? You didn't take my life. I'm laying it down. You don't have the authority to do this. What I'm doing is above your pay grade. But some of you let your environment, the people, that's why I say if you got lots around you, they constantly remind you of that. They constantly remind you, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't. You can do all things. Who said we can't do that? Come with us. Come, keep coming. Keep watching. You're going to see America begin to change. You're going to watch it. Every city, you're going to see little stars. See the American map, stars. We've been there, we've been there, we've been there. Not only we've been there, but we got things going on there. The movement of God, we was able to stir the water. Get this big old cup. You know how you stir a big thing in a cooler of lemonade trying to get that sugar? That's all we're doing. We're going to Nevada, California, stirring it up. We don't want to be a church everywhere. Y'all know we can't do that. But we want to stir the water saying Jesus is coming. There's something that's going to happen. How you going to do that? You don't see that in the natural. You don't see it in the natural. How are we going to do that? Well, what we got, but in the spirit, you can do it. That's why you got to live out of that spirit. Stop letting these little momentary things just keep getting at you. Oh, well, how I'm going to do it? I tell you, God is in me. And all you got to do is get a word from God. What is God telling you to do? What's your assignment right now? Ain't nobody can stop you. No job. You just do your part. Keep looking. Doing. Keep saying, go to the house and say, God say, I'm going to get a house. God say, I'm going to get a new car. You just keep riding. You keep riding. You say, because you know it's not if with God is when. If you know that, that's how you got to act. But some of you, you go home and you let all this stuff keep building inside of you. If God's going to give me a new car, I'm going to ride in a new car. Get in a good car. Ride in the car. Say, let me hold your car for a day. I'm believing God. Let's switch cars. Let's see how humble you are. Let's switch it up. So, Andy, y'all give us the Mercedes. Yeah. Give me that for a week. Where Cassandra at? For a week. Give it to me for a whole week. Yeah. Switch up. I'm getting my mind right. I'm just saying, you use that in your head. You start thinking like that. But you don't get that, oh, well, how am I going to go? How? Because my spirit, God made the earth. So everything, look at the trembling and everything with the economy. And all these gurus are getting found out. And all the corruption, God is shaking the earth. So what we see now should be more real because it was spoken. It was already spoken that in the last days, God's going to pour out his flesh. That you're going to see rumors of wars. And we're looking at it. So you ought to inside, we ought to be saying, come on, let's get ready, y'all. We're about to come. Jesus is about to pour out. We're about to see God do what all he wants to do. So what? The church ought to be getting more happier. Yeah. Why? Because we are in this world, but not of this world. This should be happening every day. You're growing in that. How could you be down and out looking at the weather? And let that talk to you after I just said that. That means that thing is just packed up on you, shaking stuff off. You're a child of the king. You know, the more you give your life up, God can live in you. I don't want to be myself. I want to be a Christ-like figure on the earth. When you start thinking like that, God can use you more. Nobody can stop people like that. No matter what job you're on, mama, no matter who you talk to, people will be looking at you like, this person ain't of this world. Why? Because they can see your source connecting differently. Are you with me? Let me give you a last thing here. You got to have, if you can't be stopped, you got to have the availability and the willingness to move forward. In other words, What is God telling you to do? Are you available for it? And are you willing to pay the price to move forward in it? Because many of us, we're stagnated because we don't want to pay the price. You're saying, oh, I want to do this. Like I said, we're going out. This weekend, Reach was birthed a few years ago. It's here. I can tell you where we're going at next year. I can tell you where we're going to be at the next few months. But who's going to pay the price? It can't just be me. That's not who God called. He didn't just call me for this assignment. He called us. Will you pay the price? Carla, will we get together and show the people one? Not everybody doing their own thing. Will we get together to do that? But guess what that's going to take? Everybody being unselfish. Yeah. Availability and the willingness to move forward. You got to want to move. That's something that can't be taught. You got to want to see this thing I'm talking about. Man, I don't know about y'all, but I want to see it. I've been meditating on this. This is years for me. That's why it can happen, because this is years, 10 years, 15 years. I still got an image in my mind from college, being on Brittlebank Park. What's the park, Anthony, when you cross over by the police? That's Brittlebank, right? Brittlebank Park, before they built Riley Stadium. I still got an image in my mind having this big old cookout with CeCe Winans coming. I don't know. I may have talked to y'all. Some of y'all trying to get these people to come out so they can get the crowd and then tell them to sing one song and sit down. Y'all did y'all job. Y'all done took our money. Sit down. We're going to preach the gospel. You know? But I thought about that. And I said, you know, CeCe Winans come in, do an open concert. And here we are just billing the people in the park free. Yeah. Just billing. Just do that. See, these things have been inside for years. But you, because of your growth, you're causing it to come to pass. God's faithfulness to me, he's bringing things to pass. These things, Reach South Carolina, this is what I dream about. That's why the beginning of our church, the name was Victory Outreach, because every week, can you believe this? Every week we did outreach. We called it Super Saturday. Tika and John Seals, Linda and Rona, we would go out every Saturday. It still wasn't 1 week we didn't go out. Rain. We would take the little cups and get them the little nabs and go to their door and still pray with them and leave. Still touching lives over 7 years ago. Why? Because this is what God showed. But guess what? It can't happen for people who don't learn how to say, you know what? I'm going to take the same burden. I'm going to take it out. But how you do that? You got to pay the price for it. You can't talk the way I'm talking and doing what we're doing by you just going home and still got a separate life. I'm not talking about your words. I'm talking about your action. We all got to be in this boat. Your celebration is mine. Vice versa. You can't have this thing different. We're not trying to do church and then go home and let the world rule us. We're trying to actually expand the kingdom. So we really need God to be in us. You can't fake that part. That means you got to pay the price. You got to be available. In the next 2 years, as I said, I pray that the majority of y'all won't be here. You would have matured and seen what I'm doing, and we can plant y'all across this nation. As couples, as men, single, it don't matter. If you carry in the stature that you can do the same thing here, but I got to get out of y'all mind. I'm not called. How am I going to do? You can do it. Everything you see me do, you can do. Stop letting the world brainwash you. When you know somebody needs something, if a child is walking and you're a lifeguard and you see a child fall in the water, you don't wait till the lifeguard on duty. I'll dive in the water because I know how to swim. But some of you, you got to get your papers. You need them papers so you can be ordained. That's how you think. How am I there? You know, on yesterday, Charlie, I want you to come and share, but maybe you could do it next time. But Charlie went to the funeral of his cousin yesterday and preached. On the obituary, they put Reverend Charles Tyler officiating. He called me and said, Pastor, you know, I said, no, you go. You say what you hear me say. Just say it. Preach. Love on the people. And go. You know, he did a good job. Even Sheena said he did a good job. Right, Sheena? All right. She's the greater. But he was able to share to his brothers and sisters, his aunts and uncles, his cousins and whatnot. Why? Because everybody has to go into a world. But there was no training. I had to train them in what, 2 sessions? Say this, ask them this. Because, I mean, some of the things I don't know. You go to funerals, you go with AME, you go back. Everybody different. Sometimes they give you that salt and pepper. And you're thinking, like, what in the world? I think when we was at your mama funeral, I've gotten salt and pepper 2 or 3 times. Like, what am I going to do? And one time I was burying Daddy, was your uncle, and Uncle Holly, and Sam Dennis came. He was the pastor, and he gave me the salt. Well, you do the ceremony at the burial. I'm just walking. I told Charlie, watch the facial. Because, see, they'll tell you to do something. You're like, man, I don't know what to do. But you have to watch it. He said, yeah, you do the burial. All right? I got it. Yeah, I'll do it. You're just walking. And you don't have a clue. Yeah. Like, what do you do? Where they stand at? What do they do? They give you a book, and it's like, what do you do? So you have to say, okay. You just kind of play it off. You want me just to stand over here? Yeah, let me know when it gets started. Yeah. All right, yeah. You're just trying to buy time. Charlie, I felt for you yesterday because I got on the internet while he was already there 30 minutes before the funeral, and I went and I said, what's your cousin name? I got the cousin name. I look at the thing, and I said, Charlie, you're not just doing the eulogy. You are officiating. I said, oh, man. I said, you just got to go with the flow, man, because I can't tell you now because you got to ask them. You know, the funeral people, they act like you know. As soon as you sit on the roster, they say, well, the ministers are like, sometimes you just sit up there like, okay, are they going to come? You hoping somebody just move. You don't know what to say. Over the years, you learn. You learn. I know a little bit about certain ones. Charlie had something yesterday that they cremated, so I never done that. Then I never did a funeral inside a funeral parlor. So he did something new that he'll teach me and show me what, you know, what was the procedure normally. Because it's different per time you go, you know. But what am I saying? Are you available and will you pay the price to not be stopped? That could easily stop you. Well, Pastor, you're like this. And see, my personality, I got too many challenges here. God know all of that. Gideon, just be quiet and do it. Because he's not looking, he's not trying to tell us that you're going to go to Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama and Florida and Massachusetts. We're not going to these states to just say we own the states. We're going to take what we carry. That's what we're doing. It's supernatural. God will connect people. We'll just spread the word so they can connect to other people that are sharing the gospel in a fruitful way. So it's not about your call. It's about what you got on the inside. It's the Christ, because that is the thing that the world don't have. They got gospel. They just don't have the gospel of the kingdom. They just don't have people with God's nature inside of them. They don't have the destiny message, the message that says, you know what? We can change the world. That's why Jesus came. He said to the disciple, greater work shall you do. You into the world, preach the gospel to every man. That is the purpose of the church. How do we do that? We continually to grow. Even when we mess up, you continually to grow. You keep saying, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to live in my spirit. The company that can't be stopped, they always recognize it. They got to be available. Like I told y'all the other day when we call out these outreaches, you don't have to get convicted if you ain't there. But if you're supposed to be there, there should be a little man. I got to be there. That's the only way you're going to get there. But some of you still got this thing where y'all want a good feeling and a bad feeling. All I can tell you is God said, do this. If we'll do this, he'll take care of us. You can't expect God to take care of you if you ain't taking care of him. You can't. So this is why we have to be strong. We have to build. We have to grow. We have to make sure that God is on our side, but you got to make sure that you pay the price. Follow. You got to make sure that. Are you available? Some of you are not available. You know, as I said before, we're moving out of this realm where you come and do things as you want to do. That's not how the church runs. We don't know when you're going to come, when you're going to do. You just come and, hey, I'm out. I got to do this. I got to go here. I don't think I can come to this one. You're picking and choosing. Why? Because God ain't fully developed in you. When you start, we got to be here. I got to go with God. I didn't say drop your job. Make provision. Take the next 2 years. But you can't say you're making provision and 6 months gone by and you ain't done nothing. You ain't put no resume out. You ain't talking to nobody. You talk to two people in 6 months about a job. You're not serious. You're not rearranging things to accommodate. What am I saying? God wants us to be fully vested in what we're doing. Everybody. You do that by personally developing inside, getting stronger. Are you with me? When you do that, Andy will get stronger. That's why even now, y'all, I mean, for us to be coming out here on this Saturday, when we step ground, it'll be like Hallmark, you know? Because this is what we've been dreaming about, at least me. Going out, touching the people on a regular basis. No stop. Non-stop. Roll up. Put that banner up. Come on, come on, come on. That's all God wants, and love the hell out of everybody. We ain't interested in who gets saved. That's up to God. We'll plant the seeds. The word of God ain't coming back void. We ain't even going to preach the whole time. We ain't even preaching. We're going to put a radio station together for about an hour worth of music, and they'll hear, you are worthy, you are worthy. They'll be hearing all those songs, and then all of a sudden, guess what? One of the impact people, go up and talk, because I'm believing, guess what? The gifts of the Spirit will be in operation. You can go. You don't need nobody. You just start ministering to people before. And in every 30 minutes, what's going to happen? He wants, what's the name of the song, Anthony? He wants it all. When they start that, y'all start coming to the middle. Why? Because we're going to start sharing with them. After that, Kelvin, come give your testimony. We'll have some instrumental music, and you just tell it. 3-minute testimonies. Well, my name is Kelvin, and I gave my life to, it's like the Alcohol Anonymous thing. I gave my life. That's all we're doing. Charlie, how many people got saved yesterday? 4 people. In the funeral. That's it. Touching the lives, because Charlie gave the altar call. That's what I'm saying, man. This is life. Don't let nothing stop you. If you can't come this time, come next time. But guess what? We're going to have it done 24 hours a day. I didn't say you. We have to grow to several hundred people to do that. But that's the method. Why? Because why I'm not there, why you're not there, guess what? You're duplicating yourself. Somebody else can go. Somebody else. At third shift for Jason, somebody is there. Why? Touching somebody's life. Why? Because they're carrying the same DNA. They're growing up, maturing. So I want us to be charged for this weekend. We got everything. The only thing we got to do now is go get the bread for the buns. But we got everything. Everything. This is the first time the outreach is done 5 days before. All we got to do is hand out flyers and take the stuff down there. Everything is almost just practically done. So what we want is the right kind of people now. You know, so we got the word out. We're going out there. We'll be on the radio. On which day is that, Denise? Which day we'll be on the radio? Friday. So she's going to go and be on the radio for us, her and Castro. And y'all just let it rip. Why? Because God's going to touch Mullen, South Carolina. He's going to touch that region there. And I want to get with some of y'all that go back to y'all area, because we want to go back to where we know that y'all know the people, so we can begin to make an imprint in these areas. That's where we'll start. But again, we got a follow-up ministry where we're going to follow up with these people to see if we can keep them connected. Are you with me? So I want everybody to realize that it's something to be excited about. Like I said, you can't just be, well, I'm coming. This is a normal thing. I was with Pastor, and I know how to outreach go. I shouldn't be the only one like that. It should be your spirit. We're touching people's life. Everybody's called to do this. Like I said, I might not even get up. You're going to get up. We're going to get up. We're going to touch the lives of the people. Your excitement should be inside of you. That's what you should see. That's how you should hear it. But it's going to take that. And again, we begin Reach South Carolina beginning on this Saturday. And again, it'll go for the next 6 weeks. We'll go Mullins, King Street next week. And then we'll take a break. We'll have 1 week break. Then we go Hollywood, St. Stephen's, and Florence. Big eyes in New York. We're coming. You see? So Hollywood, those will be the five that we'll take care of this year. Then we're gonna stop.